Like, this shit could have been a banger. This Karen movie. We're watching it. It's a trailer. A film by Coke Daniels.
This is a long way from East Point.
It's a great name already.
Baby, you just got to give it a chance.
So many movie trailers have the fucking tick, 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 tick. That's already how you know the movie's bad. Because it's like, it's making you feel like, oh, we gotta get going. Like, dude, don't make the fucking, do it with music at least. You know? Like when you're in a fucking, at the end of the movie and shit, when everyone's like, and you're like, are they gonna get out of the fucking submarine or not? The air's closing in on them, for fuck's sake. But you start a movie preview out with, that's unfair. And we live a life of fairness. The piano. The one note piano, dude. Like it's Eyes Wide Shut, dude. Like it's fucking creepy. Bro, I want to make a fucking movie that's creepy and only have music by the Wallflowers in it. Just fucking people getting stabbed to one headlight. Just fucking one headlight. Bow. Just people spitting up their esophagus. One headlight. Dude, stop with the creepy fucking piano and the fucking evil demonic kid in the movie and the I want one headlight. While some guy's wearing another guy's face. It's little falls in the pronounced day. Whatever the fucking lyrics fucking now. Come on, ride a little. Volcanism never. Just wearing someone else's face. We can put together there in the middle. A pussy on his head. Make some face and drizzle. I collect them. It's one headlight. Some guy hanging. This and that, this and this and this. Dude. That's the movie I want to make. Fucking give me all the money to make this motherfucker, dude. I will make it and it will kill. And deep down, even if you're listening to this as a hater, you know I'm right, dude. I'll make that motherfucker sing, dude. I'll make that page come to life, bro. That shit will sing, man. I'll have zero good actors in it, and that shit will hit high notes.
Tell me about your new neighbors. They're black.
Okay. I'm interested.
Do you mind keeping it down? If you don't comply, I'll tell the manager.
Subtle racism.
Somebody's taking home security serious.
Hi, I am Karen Drexler. I'm your neighbor. You need to be taking your trash cans off the curb right when the trash is picked up.
A little less subtle. A little less subtle. Now, let me tell you something right now. This lady who's playing Karen is a great actress. And her name is Taryn something. And she's great. And she looks like she's great in it. And I'm not fucking, that's no sarcasm, dude. And everyone in the comments of the YouTube thing is like, this looks fucking, are you kidding me? No. I will not stand for it. I will not stand for any hate in this comment section talking about how silly this movie experience might be. I will not tolerate it because it could be a banger. It could be bad in the right way. The only thing anyone should be talking about is how this movie looks, the aesthetic of it. It looks like garbage porn, okay? Now, I didn't understand why until I saw BET, and then I realized, okay, well, it's BET Productions with this movie that's going to be coming out. And Tyler Perry runs that. Ever since Tyler Perry movies, shit looked a lot worse, you know? Because he just makes movies for like a nickel and 3 cents. And so...
She nice?
Yeah, she's nice.
Wait a minute. We have a white entitled neighbor named Karen.
Hit it head on. I like it. I like it because they're not hiding from it. They're understanding how ridiculous this script is. Congratulations, Karen movie. Good job. Why does it look like a porn shoot?
Karen, hey, enjoy yourself.
There she is, slaving away in the kitchen.
Okay, all right. She's a good actress. Can't say you look... There she is, slaving away in the kitchen. Can't say that. So Karen's racist, obviously.
I've come across some very suspecting teenagers.
Karen Manning?
Can you please hurry up? Please, it's very aggressive, yep.
I left my wallet with my ID at home. Leave us alone, we didn't do anything!
How the heck did you end up moving to this neighborhood?
So racist.
Next thing you know, we have criminals. You take care of him, and I will take care of her.
Would you mind stepping out of the car?
My office has uncovered some disturbing information on her.
Imagine if all of a sudden Liam Neeson shows up. Just like, they don't want you here because you're black, but I want you here because you're black. Bing! One headlight just cutting up Karen wearing her face. I'm wearing Karen's face. I am Karen. Come on, live a little. Rocks and bass and devil. They have to stop killing. I will kill her.
We have a search warrant.
Well, I'm black.
I know. She doesn't like you either.
Kids always speak the truth like that, right?
I want to sell the house.
Kids always speak the truth, dude. Kids will just be like, hey, who's the fat guy? When you're at like some fucking little boutique with you. Okay. All right. He means P-H-A-T.
I hope so.
As he runs out with his McDonald's. You can't call people fat.
You can't tell me, huh?
We are living next door to...
I mean, she has a fucking Confederate flag soap dispenser in this movie. Really laying it on thick, Karen movie.
A racist. You went in her house?
You wouldn't want your wife to know our little secret, right?
I was not standard police procedure back there.
What do we have here?
And the look.
We got a hammer. Everything looks like nails.
You people are very angry.
Shut your mouth, boy.
The cops are racist too, isn't it?
Bad things happen to people that don't comply.
Dude, imagine, this is exactly what I was talking about with the fucking other guy in the last article. It's like, imagine if there's white people that are saying that this is racist. Like, dude, it's just fucking art. Who gives a shit? I don't care either way. People are like, well, okay, well, how would it be if I made a movie about... Dude, there are movies about that. And other people complain about those. Don't be that motherfucker. Who cares? It's divisive. I don't care, dude. Don't watch it. Or scream into the vacuum. Look at this. Hopefully this dislike ratio will get more numbers than this movie's audience. Just white people just... I'm not woke, dude. And I'm not liberal and I'm not conservative, you know? Look at this. Songbird. I'm the most tone-deaf movie ever. Karen. Hold my Confederate soap dispenser. What's Songbird? That's another movie. Songbird? Was that tone deaf? They're all tone deaf. They're movies, dude. If they're not tone deaf, they're a fucking movie like Nomadland, where some girl's just hanging around a barbecue for 2.5 hours. Do you know what I mean? I was fucking on a plane with Frances McDormand once, and I sat with her, and that was as boring as the movie Nomadland. You were so... Yeah, dude. Make this movie. And then also make another racist movie. Make them all racist, dude. I want every character to be fucking one-dimensional. I want white guys out there just like, hey, what's going on? Can't see without my glasses. Pens coming out of his shirt. And then I want a fucking black guy that's like, what's up, dog? Damn! And then I want an Asian to crash into both of them. That's the movie I want. And then I want a guy with Down syndrome to come out and be like, what happened? I want it all, dude. I don't give a fuck. It's like just... Everyone's so goddamn sensitive, man. And then when people don't like the movie, I go, oops, I'm bad. I'm a bad writer. Sorry you didn't like it, dude. Liam Neeson wouldn't do my fucking one. I had to make Karen. More power to you always. Oh, God, I can't believe what I'm fucking saying, dude. Whatever, dude. I mean it. Crystalia goes nuts talking about Karen. Crystalia at a racist... Even though it's a comedy podcast, absolutely racist, slams blacks, Asians, and whites. Oh, all of them in the office. Oh, the guy with his fucking coffee mug.